You know, last year at this time, one of our producers on All Things Considered, Alice Winkler, was living in the Netherlands. She recently returned and brought with her the sound of a Dutch holiday that she found a little unsettling.
You can hear this sound in any Dutch town in the month of December. It's produced by an instrument called a draaierhal, an elaborately decorated wagon, part pipe organ, part music box, part player piano with moving figurines. A bit cloying to my American ears. There must be thousands of them, because on December 5th every year, they're everywhere, heralding the arrival of Sinterklaas. What a debt of gratitude we owe the Dutch. They settled New Amsterdam, for starters, now known as New York, of course, and they gave us Sinterklaas, which is to say, Santa Claus. Sinterklaas has the same white beard, and he delivers gifts to children. But there the two Saint Nicks part ways. Apparently, the legend of Santa in America got mixed up with a Nordic legend, so if you want to see the original source material, the Netherlands is the place to be. Sinterklaas comes on December 5th because that's the eve of the death of the real St. Nicholas, a 4th century bishop in what's now Turkey. In fact, Sinterklaas dresses like a bishop, with a long robe, a mitre, and a staff. And you know why he doesn't need the red fur-trimmed outfit? Because he lives in Spain. That's right, in Spain. He also rides into town on a white horse named Schimmel. By the morning of December 6th, he's delivered his gifts to the children, who leave hay and carrots in their wooden shoes so Schimmel can have a snack. And Sinterklaas's helpers, well, here the story gets a little edgy. They are called Zwarte Pieten, or Black Peets. They have dark, dark skin, kinky black hair, and big, overdrawn red lips. Think Al Jolson. Think Aunt Jemima, before her corporate makeover. Think a throng of blonde Dutch children in blackface. All of them parading alongside Sinterklaas, each one with a sack. That's because if Sinterklaas determines you've been naughty and not nice, Zwarte Piet will put you in a sack and take you back to dreaded Spain. Remember now, the Spanish tyrannically ruled the Dutch Low Countries in the 1500s. But Zwarte Piet isn't content to show his provocative face just one day a year. He decorates the holiday windows at the bank, the pharmacy, the hardware store. He appears on frosted cakes at the bakery and in marzipan at the candy store. I tried my best to give the Dutch a break. These famously tolerant people must have an explanation. I looked for one. Some say Zwarte Piet is black from sliding down chimneys. Then how do you explain his Moorish costume? Well, others say he is a Moor, a Moorish prince from Spain. Besides, they say he's a jokester, much better loved than stern Calvinist Sinterklaas. Maybe, just maybe, I was seeing Zwarte Piet through American eyes laden with historical baggage. But this December back in the United States, let me tell you, I've never been so happy to see an elf.